Hi, this is David Welsh, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Where? You can't talk a little riff like that. I tried to wait, but... What? Strong and snap some.
Yeah, come on.
Right, for sure.
Rock and roll is life, Randy. That's where we're going this weekend. There's a concert.
I was just in Columbia at Rock and Roll with Kiss and the Scorpions. But right now, let's head back out to Las Vegas.
Yes.
I should be there this weekend, but I'm not. And welcome to the program, Julian Arosa. Julian, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. I know it's just the start. You know, this is the typical fight week, Wednesday media obligations, et cetera. What's fight week like for you?
Fight week for me is about 40% of the normal training that I do and just kind of winding things down and making sure I'm 100% as healthy as possible and get the weight off.
When you reach 40% training, are you still going to be doing some things? And is it more just to stay active and to try to, you know, I don't want to say kill time, but get through the next couple days before your reward on Saturday?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not trying to do anything that's high, like super high intensity. I do some pad work with my coaches, maybe a little bit of grappling as well, but everything is low impact as possible. Not trying to get after it too much.
How do you and can you relax this week? Or is everything, you know, they're like the old Rocky Balboa and Apollo Creed and there is no tomorrow and you're counting down to Saturday?
I mean, a little bit of both. I would say there is a little bit of a countdown going on in my own head. In my mind, Saturday is the last day kind of my life. Not necessarily like not in the literal sense, but if what I'm focused on. But also through this week, I've done this so many times that I'm never really highly anxious or, you know, I'm not stressed out. I just know what I need to do and I get it done.
How like, relax wise? I mean, will you watch TV? Will you walk around?
Oh, yeah.
Obviously with the fight at the Apex, not necessarily on the strip. So, I mean, will you stay in the hotel room, play video games? What?
I live in Vegas, so I just stay at my own house. Me and my wife, we went on a walk this morning, did some pad work, and now I'm just kind of hanging out. I got to do a little bit more media obligations at the Apex, but after that, I just head home and just hang out with my wife and kind of a normal day.
So that's even better that you're fighting at home so you don't have to do all the travel stuff.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, and not only that, it's just kind of the atmosphere here too. Like Vegas is a real dry heat, like that real dry desert heat, and if you're not used to it, if you're not acclimated to it, it can bother you a little bit. And so for me, living here and fighting here makes it even that much more ideal.
So before you called Las Vegas home, you were from Yakima, Washington, is that correct?
Yeah.
So what I like fascinating about this is I actually have a Yakima rack on the back of my truck. And I didn't know that the company built in a bottle opener in every one of their products as a sign of like community and just outdoors and togetherness. So when you're not fighting in the cage, what do you like to do outdoors for activity or for adventure?
I'm an avid snowboarder. I skateboarded for a lot of years of my life as well. Me and my wife like to go on hikes. Like one of my favorite things to do, even during like fight camp, is to go run like trail running. Because, running on a treadmill or, like, kind of running just outside can get a little boring. So, for me, I like to go find trails and go run them. And it makes it a little bit more enjoyable. But me and my wife are typical people from Washington State. We like to go outside and just kind of explore.
So, you're still skateboarding and snowboarding and all that stuff, huh?
Yeah, for sure. I pulled back a little bit from skateboarding just because the concrete is a bit unforgiving and I make a living off my body, and so I got to be as healthy as possible. And, you know, it's easy to get hurt doing some of those things. The snow's a bit softer, so I'm a bit more avid snowboarder than I am skateboarder right now. But, I try to do as much as I can.
Do you follow other sports, fans of any other athletes in other sports?
Oh, for sure. I mean, like I said, I've skateboarded for a lot of years of my life, and so I follow that. Not super closely. But I do follow that. I enjoy watching that. Same with snowboarding. Same with the typical things, too, you know, like football. When football season comes around, you know, everybody kind of hops on that bandwagon. I'm not super into it, but I do watch it and I enjoy it.
Give me your thoughts on your opponent.
Fernando Padilla is built pretty similar to me. He reminds me of myself when I was his age because this is his debut. He's 14-4. I remember when I made my UFC debut, I was about his age coming off the Ultimate Fighter. I was 14-2. And I just remember it being kind of like a tunnel vision. You know, I was real nervous, anxious, and now I've had, this is my 13th UFC fight, and I've been in and out of the UFC. I've done the Ultimate Fighter. I've done Contender Series as well. So I feel like I'm a bit more well-prepared in the experience side of it. And so I'm looking forward to seeing how he performs under those stresses versus me. But I think it's going to be a great fight. I think it's going to spend most of the time on the feet. And I think I can kind of break him throughout the 15 minutes there.
I've talked to, obviously, many, 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 many hundreds of fighters. And I'm kind of curious, do you ever get used to the walk? Do you ever get used to when the door shuts and literally you are about ready to have a fist fight?
I don't think you ever really get used to it, but you just got to get comfortable with it. I understand that I'm going to be warming up in the bag. They're going to come back there and they'll be like, hey, in 5 minutes, we're going to make the walk. And then I'll come back again and say 2 minutes. And then you come back again and then you start making the walk. You stop at a certain spot. And if he's coming out first, he comes out, his music's on, then you know you're going to be doing the same thing. And I've been there and done that before, and I'm comfortable with it, but you always are going to have a little bit of anxiety, obviously. I mean, you're walking out to the biggest MMA organization that you possibly can, and everybody's watching, your friends and family on TV are watching this fight. So those things will kind of, you know, put a little more stress on your shoulders, but I'm comfortable with it.
Can you watch other fights as a fan? I always ask fighters this, you know, a lot of times, like I'm a licensed judge in Florida. So if I want to enjoy a fight, I'll look away for 10 seconds so that in my mind, I can't judge and I can enjoy and watch as a fan. Can you watch as a fan or are you always trying to pick something up?
I think that's kind of in our nature to watch fights and kind of dissect them and see who's doing what right and who's doing what wrong. But, you know, I'm a huge fan of a lot of guys, and sometimes it's just like I just sit there and just try to just take it in as it comes instead of being like, you know, dissecting of it. So I think there's, you know, a little bit of both.
And finally, what can the fans expect, Julian, when you get back in the octagon on Saturday?
I expect and I would assume that they're going to expect a classic Juicy J fight. All out war, and we're going to see who the biggest dog is in there.
There you go. Julian, thank you very much for your time. Have fun on Saturday. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong for coming on and talking to us.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Take care. Julian Arosa back in the octagon on Saturday night. Right now, we're going to hit a break. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
John Elway, you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Saturday, April 29th, all eyes of the combat sports world are on BKFC 41.
One of the most special nights that we've had here in Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship.
See Platinum Mike Perry throw down with the debuting Luke Rockhold. In the co-main event, Chad Money Mendez returns to fight Eddie the Underground King Alvarez. Also, Christine the Misfit Faria defends her world title against Rowdy Beck Rollins. Plus more Bare Knuckle Fights. Watch it live on pay-per-view. More info at BKFC.com.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is David Bell from the Phillies, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Freeze frame!
Hi, we are back to you live from Tournament de Pizza. A lot of stuff still to talk about. More on the draft coming up. More on some combat sports. I would ask Matt about BKFC 41. But we're going to go with somebody who knows what he's talking about. Let's welcome back to the program the president of BKFC, Dave Feldman. Dave, how are you?
What's going on, Randy, man? All good, buddy. All good. Getting ready to fly up to Denver.
Well, take your time. From what I understand, bad weather. So a lot of flights are being delayed today.
Yeah, I heard.
Okay. You know, I talk about this a lot. A lot of organizations, you know, this is the biggest. And then the next event, this is the biggest. And it's like, come on, can it always be bigger and bigger? Well, you guys continue to do that, and I'm not trying to blow smoke. This is the biggest. This is the greatest card ever put together for you guys.
No, it certainly is. I mean, look, we brought in these special guys that are, you know, former UFC world champions. The unique thing about this is these are guys that chose a different option at the end of their UFC contract. They're not guys that got cut by the UFC, and then the naysayers tell us that we pick up guys that got cut. These are all guys that chose to go a different direction at the end of their UFC contracted tenure. That being said, star power all over the place. We're on track right now to do our first $1 million gate. The viewership looks to, you know, trending very, very well right now, and we think that we're going to hit the numbers that we're looking to hit, which is very, very significant for us. We think it's going to be a very profitable event for us. And more than that, we think, you know, just the perception of this event, I think this is one of those other turns that we make. As you know, when you talk to me, I go, this is the turning point. This is a turning point. I think this is another turning point. I think this drives us into very close to the number two combat sport promotion, really, anywhere in the world.
You mentioned star power, and I've always said in order to be a star in really anything, you have to be liked, but you also have to be disliked. And this main event, both of these guys fit that category. And I saw something online which I found humorous, and I'm responding to it because Mike Perry's a friend. There's a lot of people that dislike Mike Perry, and they said, but we dislike Luke Rockhold even more. And
absolutely. I'm seeing that too. I actually just saw them guys do a face off on a big show. They were both doing a face off, and Luke Rockhold said, "I'm going to pimp you all over the ring," and Mike Perry said, "I'm going to headbutt your fist all night long." So I mean, these are two guys that I think are going to put on one hell of a show. Listen, I ask everybody, "Who do you think?" And they all go, "I don't know, man. I mean, I think Perry because he's going to walk forward, but then Rockhold's too big, like." That's what's so great about these two matchups. People go, I don't know. It could be this guy. It could be this guy. None of them are just going, oh, Perry easy. Oh, Rockhold easy. Oh, Eddie Alvarez easy. Oh, Chad Mendez easy. They're not saying that. They're going, I don't know. If this happens, this could happen. Very, very close matchups, both of them. Very intriguing. And I think that's why a lot of people are going to tune in for this event.
I agree with you. And I know I've said this to you, and I've said it on this show for decades now. If I can't pick who I think is going to win, which doesn't mean that's who's going to win. But, you know, I'm like, this guy's going to win, and then he loses. That's still one thing. I can't pick. I don't know who's going to win on a lot of these, but your main, your co-main, it could be, what is Luke Rockhold bringing? He's never fought bare knuckle. But don't tell me Luke Rockhold has never been in a bare knuckle fight before. Of course he has. So where a lot of people say that, there's no he's fought bare knuckle. It may be in a street, maybe in a gym. This fight screams awesomeness all over it.
Absolutely, man. I think it's, I mean, I watched it and I'm like, man, I said to the team, I said, man, I'm excited. This is going to be awesome, man. Tickets are moving very, very fast. We have, you know, maybe 1,000 tickets left in the 8,000 plus seat venue. Like I said, we're on track to do our first $1 million gate, which is, I mean, we've been in business for 4.5 years. This is unbelievable for us. This is really, truly remarkable for us where we have different bars buying it all over the country. It's just a really, really, great spot. We took another step up and we turned a beautiful corner for this event. And I'm just looking forward to what happens after this event. But before I get too far, I want to actually, as a fan, because you know I'm a fan, as a fan, I want to enjoy this event. All my friends, like all my childhood friends that know what I went through to build this business are all texting me going, dude, please, please soak this event in. Please, for me, soak it in, man. I want you to be happy about what you built. And really, truly, I want to do that this event because every star in the world is calling to come out to this event. The top UFC fighters in the world, the top boxers in the world, they're all asking for tickets. I think it's going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal event.
You know, it's ironic that you brought that up, and we are talking to David Feldman, president of BKFC. You know, we've always talked about, and I've always asked you, can you enjoy it? And you're like, yeah, I try to, but, you know, I have a great staff, but, you know, I have, things to do. I have responsibilities. And as you continue to grow, I'm assuming the staff continues to step up and step up where you will be able to sit back and enjoy some of this.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I'm not looking for a day off, but I think at some point to where we've been, I mean, we're almost 5 years deep into this thing, and we've put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. And look, I mean, I put everything I have into this event. Like, I literally put every penny I have into this event, myself, personally. I don't have these big investors. I don't have these big groups that come in and write me big checks. We're doing a deal with Triller, but they're not finished. They're public entity yet. So, you know, this has been a tough, tough struggle for us, and we're here, and I bet on this. And a nice piece came out in the Sports Illustrated today about us, and, you know, like, I looked at it, and I'm like, man, we're in Sports Illustrated. This is pretty freaking awesome, right? But at the end of the day, as I was, like, in there, I said, I'm betting on myself. And I invite the fans to please bet with us. Please watch this event. It's going to be a tremendous event. You're going to get your money's worth. And if you haven't been a fan yet, I guarantee this event turns into a fan.
Obviously, a full stacked card. We've talked briefly, main event, co-main event. The third fight, arguably the best fighter on your roster. The fourth fight, Ben Rothwell, one of the biggest fighters on the card. Again, totally stacked. Talked about some of the other fights as well.
Look, we have Christine Faria taking on Beck Rawlings. I mean, Beck Rawlings has been an original with us. She fought in our first event, which was only, you know, 40, 50 miles up the road from where she's fighting this event. 4.5 years later, she's fighting for the championship. Some people ask me why, and I say because Beck Rawlings can fight. And she started this out with us, and I'm giving her a shot to do this. We also have Chris Camozzi on the card. He's fighting Dan Spahn. Going to be a great, great matchup. You know, just so many tremendous undercard fights. Brandon Gertz is coming back. He suffered an unfortunate eye injury last event, and he wasn't able to finish. But, you know, he comes out and bangs. We just have so many great fights. I think from top to bottom, the most competitive fight card we've ever assembled and the biggest names we've ever assembled on the same card. So it should just be a phenomenal, phenomenal night. And again, like I said, as a fan and as, you know, the founder, president of this company, I am so excited. I really, since the first, like, one or two events, I have not been more excited about an event than I am about this event.
And I agree 100%. Final two things for you. Where can fans, if they're not coming to Denver, if they don't live in Denver, where can they watch? And what's coming up down the road for BKFC?
It's live on pay-per-view television. As most of our fans know, we usually do the app, and the app subscribers are getting a 50% off coupon. But you can get it on every single cable and satellite provider in the United States and Canada is carrying this event. You can also get it on Fight TV or PPV.com. So there's so many different ways that you can watch this event. You can also watch it on YouTube as well. But you can go to BKFC.com and get all the information, all the viewing information. Again, man, it's going to be a tremendous, tremendous fight card. And what are we doing in the future? I mean, we turn around 2 weeks after this and we go back to North Carolina. And then we go to Nebraska. And then we go to the UK on July 1st. June 9th, we're in Montana. June 16th, we have a tremendous event. We didn't announce yet because we have to get the contract signed. But we have Luis Palomino defending his championship in New Mexico. It's just going to be a tremendous, tremendous run now. It's been, you know, awesome to get to this point where we are. But, I mean, I just think bigger and better things are coming. I have some special guests coming to this event that are about to sign a contract with us. And you have to be there or watch it on TV to see what happens because I'm going to make a major announcement at this event as well.
There you go. You don't want to miss it. Dave, as always, thank you very much for your time. And I will see you Friday in Denver.
Awesome. Thank you.
Take care. That is the president, Dave Feldman. Been on that train with him since the very, very beginning. And I am definitely looking forward to Saturday night. Totally stacked card.
Crazy card.
So
I'm excited to be there as well.
It'll be good. And like I said, who do you go? Perry, Rockhold? I don't know. Chad Mendez, Eddie Alvarez. Do I go with my Philadelphia homeboy? Or do I go with Chad Mendez, who has been nothing but spectacular? Oh, are you going to start crafting out?
I am. Are you from Philly, though?
Let's hit a break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong. And yes, I was born in Philadelphia.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hello, this is Clyde the Glide Drexler from Houston, Texas, site of the 2004 Major League Baseball All-Star Game. And I just want you to know that you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza. Tour de Pizza, visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Saturday, April 29th, all eyes of the combat sports world are on BKFC 41.
One of the most special nights that we've had here in Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship.
See Platinum Mike Perry throw down with the debuting Luke Rockhold. In the co-main event, Chad Money Mendez returns to fight Eddie the Underground King Alvarez. Also, Christine the Misfit Faria defends her world title against Rowdy Beck Rollins. Plus more Bare Knuckle Fights. Watch it live on pay-per-view. More info at BKFC.com.
Skunk Ape Electronics is just amazing. Get connected through music with Skunk Ape Electronics. Custom boomboxes, veteran-owned and operated, and American-made. Go to skunkapeelectronics.com and change the way you listen to music. Get 10% off your first purchase when you sign up for our newsletter. Stop by any Knockout Radio broadcast and check out what they use from Skunk Ape Electronics. Amazing. Just amazing.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Anthony Davis, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we're back on the GLI.
They were really rocking out.
He wanted to hear the end of that. There's no question about that. A lot still to get to. We still have to address some more picks this weekend's draft. But for the final trip, let's head back out to Las Vegas as we get ready for this weekend's UFC. And welcome to the program, Haley Cowan. Haley, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
What's fight week like for you?
So fight week for me is pretty chill. You know, they bring us out to Vegas on the Tuesday. I do one or two sessions of training every day, and basically that week is focusing on, you know, making the weight and then making sure I've got the game plan drilled into my head.
How, when you're not, you know, still training and for the next couple of days, do you want to concentrate on the task at hand, which is Saturday, or do you want to not think about the task at hand, which is Saturday?
I like to think about it. You know, I'm sure you would get five different answers if you asked five different fighters, but I like to constantly be watching tape on my opponent, constantly talking with my coach through the game plan. It makes me more comfortable, and it makes me more confident.
When you watch film and you're watching your opponent, does it sometimes you're looking for something that that opponent normally does, but in a fight maybe they don't? They switch it up on you?
Yeah, so we're looking for not only holes in their games, but the strengths, the things they're good at, the things they're not good at, things we think that we can capitalize on, things that we need to be like cautious and aware of. You know, usually if there's a long gap between their last fight and now, we'll kind of take into consideration that it might not be the same fighter, you know, that they were. But at this level, you know, you have your style at this point, and it's really hard to change that up, you know, totally. So even if round one they come out with a different, you know, a different, slightly different things, you know, by the end of the fight, you're going to be seeing those things that you're used to seeing in fights, because we do what we do. You know, we do what we do every day in practice. So
talk about, for a second, I jumped on and I saw a couple of your videos. Talk about your fans, talk about your hometown and what they have done and what they mean to you.
So I come from Waco, Texas, which is a small town. There's like, 200,000 people there. So I guess it's relatively big, but very small town vibes. I've been there my entire life, and Wacoans are different. You know, we love each other on another level, support each other on another level, and I've been super, super blessed to have that from my entire town, and it's just really cool going into, you know, a fight or whatever I have going on, knowing that I've got a bunch of people behind me supporting me.
I know you've been asked this, and I hate asking the same questions. I'm sure you've been asked this a million times. What it's like and how you can separate family from work. You know, you're at the gym, but you're at the gym with family. Then you go home, obviously it's family. How do you separate it, and how hard is it to do that?
For me, it's really easy. I always like talking about MMA. MMA is not only my career, it's also my favorite hobby too. So, and my husband's the same way. So at the gym, you know, we're training, we go home, and a lot of athletes who are married to their coaches, they don't want to talk about it anymore. But we like to talk about practice, the good things, the bad things that happened. And it's pretty easy for us. We don't ever have any real issues with that.
You know, I sometimes chuckle when people say that, but my brother owns a very large company, and a close friend of all of ours used to work for him. And they got in a huge disagreement at work. My brother fired him at 10 o'clock, and they still had dinner in the cul-de-sac that night. I don't know how people do that, but they do.
That is insane. I haven't fired him, so I don't think we'll have to worry about
that. You won't be in that situation.
Right.
Will you be treating this fight on Saturday just like any other fight, or is this fight special and different?
It is special, but every time I fight, it's the most important thing. You know, that fight is the most important fight. And so I don't feel, you know, my last fight was super high pressure. I was fighting on Dana White's Contender Series for a shot in the UFC. And I felt the same way. You know, it's just another fight. At the end of the day, a fight is so high pressure. You're going in there, you're standing across the cage from someone who has prepared specifically for you. You know, it's high pressure regardless of what fight it is, whether it's a debut, whether it's a title shot. I think that every fight you go in there, you feel the same type of nerves, or at least I do.
What was more pressure, the fight itself in the Dana White Contender Series, or sitting on the chair waiting to find out what Dana was going to say?
Sitting there waiting. I mean, like, I had a feeling. It was so weird. People, like, shake their head at me when I say this, but I really did have a feeling that it was my time. And so I was kind of at peace until he started talking. And then I was like, uh-oh.
Are you a fan of other sports?
I am, but probably not your conventional sports. I'm a fan of gymnastics and track and field. So.
Well, that's, yeah. I pretended to run track and field when I was in high school. I was so bad as an athlete that I ran cross country because.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, you know, so no, that's, so do you watch it on a regular basis? I find myself sometimes, you know, the Northwest Conference, you know, where they have all of their meets and stuff. I watch that a lot.
I watch, so my sister runs for Texas A&M Corpus, and so I'm constantly watching her and her team wherever she's at. But basically, I watch fights, and I've got another sister who coaches acrobatics and tumbling, which is a collegiate, like, sister sport of gymnastics, so I watch a lot of that too. But
very cool. What are you thinking in the past? Obviously, we can't talk about Saturday because it's not even Friday yet. What are you thinking as you're getting ready to go out? Whether it was at the Dana White fight or, you know, a previous fight, what's running through your mind as you're getting ready to walk out there and get in a fist fight?
I am not like most, but I don't get real nervous. You know, I get a little bit nervous. I get little butterflies, but I'm constantly just like replaying the game plan in my head, making sure that, you know, I've got what I'm supposed to do drilled down in my brain. Because when you go out there, I mean, it's a fight. So you got to make sure that you're, you know, on your toes and you're calm and collected and really dialed in on what, you know, what you're supposed to do. Because fighting is so weird. You know, you make one mistake and that can be it, regardless of whether you're the better grappler, striker, wrestler, or whatever. So being dialed in is super important. So I'm constantly just trying to make sure that I am dialed in, you know, not focusing on things that don't matter.
Is it an advantage? Have you even thought about this, that this fight is in the Apex and not maybe at T-Mobile?
I've fought in the Apex before, so maybe it is. And the smaller cage definitely is good for me in my style. So maybe it's an advantage. I don't know. I think I have advantages where I need them in every aspect of the game. I think I have, you know, solid things that are going to help me win this fight. So fighting at the Apex, it'll be cool. I've done it before. I would like there to be a crowd, and there's not really a big crowd, but, you know, beggars can't be choosers, and I've been begging for a fight. So
for sure.
So Haley, we've been doing the show. Randy and I have been best friends for about 10 years.
Yeah.
Now.
Okay.
And, you know, we've interviewed everybody from rock stars to like former, you know, this and that athletes. And I don't really ever get starstruck, but I got to say, going through your Instagram, seeing you on the cover of the Wekoan magazine as Woman of the Year, as a father of two young daughters, 8 and 10, I cannot wait to go home tonight and tell my daughters that we talked to you on the show today. And I'm looking forward to, like, you know, their inspiration. But what advice can I give to my two young daughters that are 8 and 10?
Well, hold on a second. Not what advice can you give. You're asking Haley for advice.
Yeah, her.
So you're not going to take credit for her.
Oh, I'm taking credit. No, you're not. But what can I tell them? Because I have one that wants to follow in your footsteps. She's a MMA future star, I believe.
Oh, that's
awesome. And I have a princess, you know, one who just, if she was caught up in a Waco dust storm in the middle of summer, she would be irritated.
Devastated.
You know, what can I take home today?
That was really cool, because I always say one of the things that I try really hard to do is I really do want to be a role model. A lot of athletes, they don't want to be. They get upset, you know, when someone says they're saying things that they don't want kids to look at. And I'm the opposite of that. I want parents to be comfortable with their kids following me on Instagram and following me on Twitter, all that stuff. So that means a ton. But I would definitely tell her, my parents told me growing up, and this made a huge difference for me. My mom told me before every gymnastics meet, you were made to do hard things. And I believed her. And so, you know, now I'm doing hard things. I'm chasing a hard dream. And I don't know, I would say that's the best advice anyone can ever give you, is you're capable of doing hard things. And not only that, but you're made for them.
So we obviously know the dynamic between, you know, your marriage and the combat sport world. But what's it like for your parents growing up with that mentality of you're built to do hard things? You know, can they watch your fights? Do they enjoy watching you fight? Do they turn their head when you're fighting?
So they come to my fight. My mom she says she watches, but I'm pretty sure she steps out. My dad is the loudest person in the room, and he just basically, whatever my coach is saying, he's just yelling it as loud as he can behind him. And
awesome.
He's been a huge, huge part of my, not only my MMA career, but my entire athletic career. I come from a family of very good athletes, and they've just been so not only like financially supportive of what we're doing, but they're just always present and they're always there. And it's, I don't know, they're not in my corner or anything. They don't coach me, but they are essential to what I'm doing. So it's pretty cool. You know, we share a building in our MMA gym. Half of it is MMA and the other half is my mom's gymnastics gym. And so they're always around. And I don't know, they're great. I don't even know. I can't even like come up with words to express how crucial they are to what I'm doing.
How great they are. Now, do they have that where you yell nice, you know, you throw a combo or something and then everybody yells nice?
I don't know. I don't think so. But he's so loud. Like sometimes you can't even, it's like inaudible. I'm like, oh, there's my dad.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
Finally, Haley, before we let you go, what can the fans expect when the lights are on, you walk into the octagon, what can we expect to see?
You know, I've had a crazy 5-month fight camp. I had two fights fall through right before, literally the day before fight day, back to back. I am hungry to go, and I'm at the point where I just want to get this thing over with. So I'm going to, you know, I'm going to fight with a fury that, you know, I don't fight, you know, I'm not paid by the minute. So I'm going to try to get this thing over as fast as I possibly can.
I know this may be a bad time to ask it since you said you're hungry to fight. I'm curious what you're hungry to eat. You know, what will be the first thing that you eat after the fight?
So I've got this new meat sponsor and they have sent me a ton of red meat. They're called Rattlesnake Meat Company. And I'm super excited to try this, like, what is it, bone and rib that I'm so excited about? I don't know. It looks so good, but I'm excited to try that.
I can't think of any other questions. You just talked about meat, and you told me the name of the company, and I wrote it down, and I'm going to be texting them here in about 20 minutes.
It's so good.
Awesome. Haley, thank you very much for your time. Awesome. Have fun on Saturday. I know we have your email. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong. I know they got your size. Give me your husband's size, too, so we can send him some as well.
Jake, what size T-shirt do you wear? Large.
Large. We will get it in the mail sent to you next week. Thank you very much. Have fun on Saturday.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care. That is Haley Cowan. In the octagon, Dana White's Contender Series was her last fight. And that's got to be the most pressure. You know, there's pressure on Saturday. You know, whether it's your first fight, your 15th fight, you know, your retirement fight, you take your gloves off and not going to retire, you know, whatever that fight is. Sitting there knowing that Dana is sitting there, and will he not? Has got to be so stressful.
That's how I feel about Wheel of Fortune.
How I feel about you. Will you be here tomorrow or not?
I don't know if he liked my video. I don't know if I won the show. I'm waiting to get the call. I might have to be gone next week.
All right. I'm going to throw you under the bus where you belong. Okay. I would have Caleb do it, but I'm not sure where Caleb went.
He's on the bus.
I want you to tell people, listen to this. Tell people the word that you blew. The sentence, the statement,
phrase.
the phrase that you blew. Now,
thing.
First,
well, it was a thing. It was a food and drink. Food and drink was a category.
And what is up there that you could see?
And I could see the word pizza at the bottom. And
it's a pizza question.
And I figured out that the second two words, because of the hyphen, it was a deep dish. So my brain, being a pizza expert, the face of the pizza industry, the inventor of the pizza diet, I obviously yelled out, Chicago deep dish pizza.
Because you don't know how to count, and there what you didn't look at letters. Were there any letters in the word Chicago up
An
there?
An I.
And where was the I?
Somewhere in the middle.
Okay. All right.
And I didn't know that it was going to be the word delicious. Like, nobody describes, why would you order delicious Chicago? Nobody says delicious deep dish pizza. They might say filling. They say rich. They may say excessive. They may say secondary to New York style pizza is Chicago style pizza. But nobody describes something as delicious deep dish.
But honestly, it all comes down to the letters. Like we watch a show, my wife and I, America Says. Okay?
Okay.
So it's like they give you the first letter and the question will be, I don't know, America's favorite colors.
Okay. Clear.
So, okay, so now there's seven blank spaces all over this board with the first letter. And if you see a letter, the line that is real long It's not red because it's the letters fill in that line, which you should have thought of, and you would have known that Chicago was too short for the words.
I didn't count out the letter. I was in a competitive environment, and the winner of this virtual room goes to the show.
And so you didn't win.
I tied. I got 2 out of 5 puzzles. Now, the other guy got 2, and then they gave 1 to the lady.
Is it kind of like The Voice, where they're not looking at you, or do they know how ugly you are and that you won't be good looking on TV?
I had a white. I had the bulge shirt that you gave me, that tight spandex T-shirt. I had your shorts on. I had my tattoos. I shaved and I put on a little cream to make them look glistening. Like I don't know if the Wheel of Fortune is really ready for a tattooed, you know, handsome gladiator, but so they are.
So you may make it then.
I'm the guy. If Van needs a date, I'll take Van on a date.
On that, I'm going to A, throw up, and B, hit our last break of the afternoon. And this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Smith, Giants wide receiver, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Now remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
I'm waiting for the Tampa Bay Lightning because, well, no, they used to come out to the Boys Are Back in Town.
Boy, operators loving the bands today, like, but rock and roll.
The Boys have been awful, giving up 3-goal leads in the third.
Yeah.
I was ready to go put in for my free Chick-fil-A, and they blow a 3-goal lead in 6 minutes.
Crazy. And this is the playoffs.
Playoffs.
You don't win this one. You're going home, boys.
Yeah, they're done. They go back to Toronto.
And then they're just going to come back here.
Well, they're going to come back here to pack their crap up and get out of Amalie Arena. Yeah. And I hate excuses. You know, every time you give me excuses for your awfulness, and I tell you, I don't accept excuses. Fans are making excuses. Well, they're tired. You know, they've had long seasons going into the Stanley Cup, blah, 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 blah. You know what? It's your job. Only you act like that here at the pizzeria. Well, everybody else takes their job.
So what's your excuse, Randy?
For what?
Well, I'm on Facebook right now.
Congrats.
If war came to American soil,
yep.
Would you fight?
I
like and share if you would fight. And Randy Harris wrote,
absolutely, and I stand by my comment.
As a proud veteran, I would probably pass on it. The country is a disgrace, and I'm not willing to die for this POS in Chicago, San Francisco, etc. But I'll sit on my porch with my toys and defend my property.
I stand by that. I'm 100% okay with that.
Okay.
You got a problem with it? Step on my property.
Whoa, easy. No, I know you are.
Well, hold on a second. Which is bad. Now, I don't want people to take that out of context.
Where they come to your property?
Well, no, I'm saying because, you know, there's been some situations that's just totally asinine. You know, a boy knocks on the door. He's at the wrong house.
Oh, that's crazy. That happened like 4 different places.
Right, so I'm saying, I'm not saying that. That thing said if we are invaded, And my comment is this
invaded country, by what?
Anybody.
Anything?
Aliens? What if Europeans? Scorpions? You know, whatever.
Scorpions are traveling. They're all over.
They are traveling. So I just want that to be clear, you know.
So in that situation, you're okay with being the judge, the jury, and the executioner?
If we are being invaded and somebody comes knocking on my door, you know, in a certain kind of uniform or something, you know, threatening, yeah, I have no
like
problem.
Like an Amazon uniform?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, do you know
they what, show up at 11 o'clock at night.
Do you know what amnesia is? It's when you order things on Amazon, you forget about it, and then it arrives at your doorstep.
I'm going to throw one of the neighbors under the bus, okay? Because it's not the same. I mean, being shot, losing your life, whatever, because you knock on the wrong door. So the grandkids down the street made some kind of tchotchke or something, and they were going door to door, you know, knocking on doors and, you know, trying to sell it. I didn't even buy it, okay?
Okay.
They went to a neighbor. And they literally got violent with them. Oh. Don't ever come on the property again. You're not welcome here. Just say you don't want it. Just say, that's cute. I don't have any money. Go get it from your grandparents.
Well, it's not the same world that we grew up in, right?
It's, well, first of all, you need to grow up first before you can say the world you grew up in. But it's not. This world is crazy. In Chicago, where all that just happened.
Yeah.
The mayor-elect, did you see what he said?
No.
And you want me to defend this country? The mayor-elect in Chicago said, it's just young kids just venting.
Ugh, that's awful.
And have you seen targets pulling out of some of these cities? And the problem is, the situation is so bad.
The looting and the
crime. Well, they're looting and targets like, we're not doing this anymore. People are losing their jobs.
Yeah.
Because jackasses are acting like jackasses.
So, and serious question. I mean, you guys went to a dangerous country to watch a rock concert with mass group of people.
Yeah.
Like, is there anything more scary than being in a mass group of people here in America? Like, because I travel to Brazil. I travel out of the country. I've been to Jamaica. I've been with my family in Brazil. I'm more afraid of going to public events, mass groups in America of a public shooting than I am going abroad to a place where I don't speak the language and I'm a foreigner.
I haven't necessarily thought of it that way, but yeah, I mean, it makes sense to think of it that way. I mean, you never know. And it's funny. We watched this show, The Equalizer, which is Queen Latifah. And she's now on the show teaching her daughter to be aware, you know, to combat this, that, the other. And all these things, we were watching it the other night. All these things she said, I looked at my wife and laughed. Because everybody gives me crap because I want to sit at a certain table. Everybody gives me crap because I always want my back to the wall.
That's the military training, right? You always see two exits, always keep everything in front of you, never give your back.
Honestly, I don't know if that was military. I think I did that. It's called common sense that this country, that this world doesn't have. Well, but Biden has announced he's running again. Just saying.
Well, where are you going to stand this weekend when we go to the rock parody group Mac Sabbath, who dresses up as Ronald McDonald, and is coming back with a drive-through medal to Tampa.
Okay, first of all, I'll be at BKFC, I believe it's 41, arguably the greatest night of bare knuckle. I cannot wait to see Mike Perry and Luke Rockhold. I want to hear who gets booed louder. I think it'll be Luke, personally. I'm curious about that, and you tried to show it to me, and I ignored it and you, that they're not being sued. Because if he looks like Ronald McDonald, wouldn't it be a trademark infringement?
Well, I think he looks more like me, since I look like McDummy. I think he ripped off my gimmick. That's my character, Shane Grossman, the president of Knockout Radio. I think we should send a cease and desist letter.
I have a couple of those.
And you're a judge. You can sign off on that.
Yeah.
Aren't you a judge?
I'm going to go before the judge here shortly.
Which judge?
I believe a Pinellas County judge. Said some things today.
But there's something coming up that you're the judge of that you need to get me a ticket for.
The hell are you talking about?
The 12th annual Cuban Sandwich Festival returns to Ybor City next month.
Next month.
So I know you've been a judge for that event before.
I have been a judge.
So I need credentials. I got to get into the panel. I'm an expert in food, and I can help you.
All right. With 8 minutes left, A, you're a moron. B, you're not an expert on Cuban food.
You don't know.
C, you're not an expert on food.
You're projecting.
I've eaten your food before.
No, you don't know. I don't cook Cuban food here. This is an Italian restaurant, sort of. You're missing the point. The point is, you take a bite, pass it down. I'll take a bite, we'll pass it to Steve. You know, and we can all judge together. Collectively, we can come together. The three of us can hopefully agree to the same thing that the UFC judges have had a trouble doing, as all coming to a unanimous decision.
Okay, first of all, it's not UFC judging. It's judging in general.
Okay, judging in general.
You know, all judging is like that. B, I don't need you pulling me down on my judging. I am a great judge.
You are judgmental. Yes.
I am judgmental. There's no question.
You're the best judgmental
judge. Not only am I a great MMA judge, in my opinion, I'm a better food judge because I'm judging what food I like better. Who knows better of the food I like than me?
No.
Or Caleb.
Hopefully we can get a hold of this Rattlesnake Beef Company.
Oh, I'm calling them.
And we can judge their quality of food. Now, do you think it tastes like Rattlesnake?
I don't know. I've had a Rattlesnake hot dog.
Wow, we have.
In Denver.
We. See, we're so much together. We're like French people.
What the hell does that mean?
We're together. Like, you and I. Like, we've had a Rattlesnake together. We travel together.
Hey, we didn't break bread.
We broke.
Supposed to talk.
Okay. I mean, game is so right. Defense win championships. We know this. But if your quarterback doesn't have the time to complete the plays and let guys develop their route and get separation, you're not gonna win. That's what happened with Peyton Manning all those years. Like he got touched, and when they rushed him and they couldn't keep the pass rush out of his face, he wasn't as effective a quarterback. And Peyton was the greatest general on the field of all time, but when he didn't have time, he lost.
Why do you make statements that A is not true and B can't be proven?
Oh, I can go back and prove that.
Peyton Manning is the greatest general.
Of all time.
Of all time.
Yes.
I think Patton was better.
General? Patton? Or generally speaking.
You said general.
Yeah, but I mean,
Peyton was good. Just because he could yell Omaha doesn't make him a great.
The General Lee was pretty good.
Well, you're not allowed to say that.
Jump of cars and stuff.
Yeah, well, you can't say that.
Down in Hazard County? Have you ever been to Hazard County?
I've been on the General Lee, in the General Lee.
Really? The real
I was in the
Jeez. That's cool. So that would be a cool place to have a MMA fight or a BKFC fight in Hazard County.
I tend to agree with Caleb. They need to bolster that offensive line.
Yeah.
You know, it hasn't been the same. And how can it be the same? You know, Ryan Jensen goes down. Alex Kappa goes to Cincinnati. Ali Marpet retires. That's three of your five.
Yeah.
You know, then you let Donovan Smith go. You're talking about moving Tristan to the left side, which I understand you're thinking that you want to put your best lineman there, but now you're opening everything up on the right. And I don't care what they say. They're happy with the offensive line. I'm not. They need some help there.
They do.
Now, you bring in a young kid. And I'll always say this, too. You bring in a 21-year-old that's now going up against a 28-year-old that's been in the NFL for 3, 4, 5, 6 years, it's still apples to oranges.
Yeah.
So,
now, I mean, not that it matters to the players because they don't get to necessarily decide. I mean, unless you're
Tom Brady.
Or, you know, John Elway or Eli Manning. Like, when you get drafted, you're like, I'm not playing for that team. The city of Nashville looks like they're going to be enticing some talent coming their way. The city just approved a deal for a new enclosed stadium in Metro Nashville. They approved the deal for the city council.
We only have about another minute. I need to tell you this. So I just got a text message about an hour ago, and I wanted to bring it up, but it's been action packed. You know, and I always talk about things that are just like moronic.
Yeah.
I get a text message that says, "Is this Knockout Radio? Who am I speaking with? You called me."
Well, it was a question. Is this Knockout Radio? Then you reply, yes. And then they say, who is this you're speaking with?
I'm not replying at all.
What if it's important?
Then you need to know who you're calling.
What if it's Biden and he wants to talk to you about your comments about this country?
Sit down.
Or what if you be his running mate?
No.
Or what if it's somebody buying you a ticket to take the new express train from Orlando to Miami and it's high-speed rail in Florida.
No.
You don't be on the voyage, like the maiden voyage, like the Titanic? Like, you don't, weren't you there?
No.
What was it like?
You're an idiot.
I love your shorts.
I believe
you wear those on the train.
I believe the saying is stupid does. And you fit that perfectly. So what time's the workout tonight? 2:30 or 3:30?
2:30. I think Kale will be there.
How come you didn't send us any video of all this supposed 2:30, 3:30 in the morning workout?
Well, because I have to keep it secret so that the competition doesn't know the moves that Caleb's learning. Got to keep him fresh for the field.
Oh, we just learned the moves from Caleb.
He's quick.
He is quick.
See how fast he got out?
He did. He packed up and he was gone in 1.1 seconds.
See, that's the speed and agility training I'm doing. And on Saturday when I fly to Denver for the BKFC fight, I'm going to the GNAT headquarters. I just got confirmation I'm going to take a next level certification. Good when I come back, I will be even a more – what's above expert?
Loser.
Master.
Steve and I are going to the Invicta headquarters.
What is that? The watch company?
Oh, my God. I can't deal with him. I'd rather talk to Caleb, and he's not here.
What's an Invicta?
This is and has been Knockout Radio.
Yeah,
brought to you by 8-Man Strong. There's, and I thank the idiot. Everybody.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Boomer Esiason. You're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris, so stay right there.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
WTAA.